entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
This is Justin from Australia. I love three things: knives, bitches, and the DJ New Style Show.
Style show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homos, they touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Have you shot the coffee yet?
Yes, oh snap indeed. Welcome, welcome one and all. It's your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And a radio show listened to by people who have red hair and who love bands like this. Who are they? Rammstein! Oh, I'm sorry. I lose control when I hear German whatever this is. I call it love songs. I call it love and romantic music. With me as always, a bald 40-year-old, also from New Jersey. His name, his chosen moniker is Germ Freak. However, his name is Frank. Frank, how are you tonight, buddy?
Ronald Belford Scott, July 9th, 1946 to February 19th, 1980, was a Scottish-born Australian rock musician, best known for being the lead singer and lyricist for the Australian hard rock band AC/DC from 74 to 80. This show is in tribute to the late Bon Scott, who passed 30 years ago, February 19th. Undoubtedly the greatest rock and roll singer of all time. A moan of silence, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Ken Moorhead, shove that up your ass. How about that, buddy? How about that, Ken Moorhead?
How about you take that Cripple Creek and shove the crutch up your ass?
Oh,
Moorhead?
No, you didn't see what he wrote. He was taking odds that at the end of the intro of the AC/DC song, Frank would say something about Led Zeppelin. As if you didn't know who AC/DC was.
Oh, my God, you...
Ken Moorhead! Ken Moorhead, unacceptable, buddy. Unacceptable. God damn it. Frank, another solid intro. We have people calling in during the beginning of the show, and they're probably very new.
Don't they know the rules?
I mean, I got to say, we're going to have a lot of new people listening because I've been messing with a new piece of software, Frank. Oh, yeah, here's the call right now, actually. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a bald man. Who is this?
This is the ginger.
Oh, is this the redheaded woman from Chat Roulette? Chatroulette.com?
Yes.
Okay, we can hear you now. And I want to let you know that you shouldn't be contacting strangers. You shouldn't be trying to reach out to people on the internet because ultimately it will come around and stab you. How long have you been on Chat Roulette? I can hear myself through there.
That's some meat weird things like you.
Yes, exactly. I'm sorry. I think you have a problem with your telephone line. I don't want to sacrifice your listenership, but I have to sacrifice this call. Frank, I'm sorry, but we have new fans on Chat Roulette. Have you been on chatroulette.com?
I have been on it once, just to see what it was all about. Is this woman gone?
Yeah, we had to hang up. Maybe if they call back, I don't know, because they need to be educated, Frank.
You should just tell her to turn off the audio there.
They don't typically listen to stuff like this. They don't know that they have to turn off their shitty things and all that. You know? They don't know that they have to turn off their audio when they're calling.
You've become a big fan of Chat Roulette over the last week or so, haven't you?
I have become a very, very big fan of this service for several reasons. Frank, you've used it. Your overall impression so far?
And
let me preface.
It's
Frank,
for a younger crowd.
That's what I was going to say. Frank is an old man set in his ways. He has his old blanket and he's not throwing it out. He has it all over his knees, keeping himself warm as he watches his stories. And he is not going to try to learn new technology. He doesn't want to change. But he tried Chat Roulette, and it is, you are right, it's for a younger crowd. Me being almost not young, but still young, I'm able to use it. I'm able to adapt. And it is a little bit addictive, I have to say. Despite the cavalcade of dicks that are being stroked on Chat Roulette, it can be pretty fun. Now, I had an experience where I met people, and we were talking. I would tell them about the show. These people here, they would call. They just called now. They enjoyed some of the songs, some of the jokes that I would tell. And we have another caller at 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a bald man who has smelly feet and a torn asshole. Who's this?
This would be the ginger crowd from SEMO.
Oh, okay. These are the very girls that I'm talking about right now. They're from the Midwest, Frank.
And okay.
They're college students. They're trying to make something of themselves. And here they are
by
calling.
By going on Chat Roulette?
That's it. So you guys are on Chat Roulette. Is this a daily thing now?
Every day. You have no idea. We're addicted to seeing penises.
what did you think about how do they refer to you, by DJ New Style or Ken or what?
They call me DJ New Style.
When you first saw DJ New Style, did you think about clicking next automatically? Excuse me?
Your name is Kendall. That's what we call you. Oh. We call you Ken, like Barbie and Ken.
They're very original thinkers. They come up with new ideas. Oh. They're very good. They're Ooh. Quick on their feet.
Are they college students in dorms?
Yeah, they are. I guess they're in a dorm. I don't know. Actually, I don't know them. And this is very difficult.
The sun doesn't shine.
Hey, listen, Ginger. What did you think of Kendall when you first saw him?
When you first saw
Kendall, what did you think of him? Why did you click next, or you decided not to? Why?
I was not on the website. My friends were, and then he became obsessed with the fact that I have red hair.
No, I didn't become.
He's got a thing for red hair.
I did not become obsessed. I simply pointed out.
Thank you. And you said that she is vulnerable to the sun. My hair dye could fix the ginger problem.
I said that she's a ginger. That's not exactly endearing. And I said that she must not go outside because she'd catch fire, because the sun is the enemy of anybody pale. And it's silly jokes like this. And this is I gotta say, very difficult to interact with. Frank.
Ginger, listen. What is your criteria for your chat roulette people that you will not click next on? What do they have to be?
Not waxing off.
So basically, they set the bar pretty low. In order for them to keep somebody, they shouldn't
now, Ginger,
be masturbating.
Do you have trouble finding gentlemen friends? Is that why you're going on this thing?
Do we have trouble finding?
Finding men to sleep.
Yeah, and could you put one person on the phone at a time? Because the speakerphone is a little, it's killing us. I don't know if you don't mind. Just basically pass it around the room. And we'll answer these awesome questions.
We find different varieties of men on there. You know, some have dildos up their butthole.
Have you ever hooked up with anybody from Chat Roulette?
Hello, to the new ball.
Oh boy. I'd like to share something. Our buddy Jeff typed in the chat room here. He says, "Dumb whores, I'm gonna spackle their faces with my Jew cum." That's Jeff. Jeff is very tolerant.
Ginger, at any point in time, did Ken Doll say anything inappropriate to you or anything of a sexual manner?
Negative.
Thank you.
Oh! Cool
Ginger. I wish he could sing another one right now.
I'm a very, very respectable person on Chat Roulette. I've learned this right away. The first thing that you need to do so that you're not instantly nexted is to either A, be an extreme asshole and get their attention, catch them off guard, or B, show that you have both hands and pants on. The minute they see pants and two free hands.
That your dog is eating your underwear.
Well, my dog really was eating my fucking underwear. Anyway, Frank, I think you have any more questions for them?
Well, I
can
not
you please
really.
Sing us a ginger song?
No, we're not going to be singing songs tonight. No, sorry.
Oh, darn.
I don't sing to people with genetic recessive genes. So I'm going to have to let you go. Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. Be sure to, type some feedback into the chat room. That has fewer voices simultaneously. So, Frank, you've been on Chat Roulette, correct?
I was on it for, maybe 10, 15 minutes tops.
Were you able at any point to have a conversation with anybody?
I got either jackers or stoners. That's all I got.
Jackers or stoners. Those are the only people that would accept you into a conversation.
Well, that's the only people that didn't click next.
Next. So I guess you would see the flash of a face and then...
Right.
Instant gone. Just gone.
Right. And the jackers, I would just tell them, asking them if they have any self-respect for themselves and things of that nature.
Yeah. What you do with the jackers is if they stay on, because typically it's a guy looking to jerk off for women. I mean, that's the typical thing, because a jacker will not always to
have
stay
you ever
on
been
there.
On cam jacking off?
Never. I have never jerked off on cam, and now I never will.
What possesses these people to do this? What is it? Is it because they want to the shock of it?
I guess they think they can get away with it or something. I really don't know. We have a sea of calls. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a bald man who is unable to have a conversation on Chat Roulette. Who's this?
I'm one of the guys who is jacking his weenus on Chat Roulette.
Oh, you are? Okay. So what's up, buddy?
I'm just twisting it around, messing with it a little bit, you know?
Okay.
I'm actually doing it right now.
Now, do you stop on guys and jerk off, or do you just fish for women?
Gingers. That's why I'm listening to your show.
Okay. So you wait until a redheaded woman comes up there, and then you... Have you ever completed for any of these women?
No, I've not been able to, only for guys, but women's are, it's a nice thought.
Do you ever like...
I come from a town where you're not allowed to be gay.
Yeah. We like to call that town the South. Do you ever put on a nice costume for any of the ladies? Maybe like the bottom half of a Superman pajamas?
Wait,
something like that?
Somebody wants to talk to you real quick.
I have a feeling I know who it is. Oh, the phone call was lost. Frank, so Chat Roulette, amazing. Amazing. Chatroulette.com.
Yeah, I could tell.
You go to that website and you're met with anonymous people. These people, you don't know who they are. They just appear, and if they see a bald face, then they hit next instantly.
Well, it is an anonymous internet.
It is. The internet is very anonymous in most respects. I guess the appeal to jerking off on camera is that maybe you don't, your face isn't seen, and maybe it's some kind of perverse thing where, like, people are seeing your dick being stroked on a daybed or some kind of a couch or a pullout.
Now, you say you've never jacked off on camera. Have you ever posted a picture of your ding-a-ling on the internet?
Never. I've never sent a picture of my dick or posted it anywhere.
Let me ask you something a little more personal.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Have you ever sent a picture of your ding dong via your cell phone?
Never. No, because I lose my cell phone. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Frank and me, and hopefully not a giggling room of women. Who's this? Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
Jeffrey, what's going on? I want to wish you a good surgery. You're going to have surgery soon.
Hold on. I didn't know about this. What's going on with this back?
Neither did I, because it's my wife.
Oh, I apologize. I must have read it wrong.
Yeah, you don't know how to read.
No, you were complaining that you were begging to God last night to ease your back pain. Wasn't that not true?
Oh, I went to the doctor, this great surgeon who's going to be operating on my wife with the hopes that he'll find something wrong with me that he could fix. He didn't. And
you brought her there, and then you said, well, while you're at it, look at my back.
I'm going to be on, and I discussed this with Ken. I hope Ken doesn't mind me saying this, but, I'm a huge fan of yours, Jeffrey, and your wife. She's a classical guitarist, but you guys like to complain about your aches and pains a lot on Twitter. I mean, would you admit that?
Well, my wife has tremendous nerve pain caused by a serious accident, and so do I. But I'm sorry if our complaints bother
you. Yeah, I mean, Frank, the guy's suffering here. I mean,
no,
maybe,
I feel bad for him.
I mean, his pain might be because he insulted Spandy Man for doing the same thing.
Oh!
I'm just saying, what goes around might come around for you, Jeff. Back hurts!
I'm not going to defend that, you know, although... I'm still a functioning member of society, so.
Jeff, let me ask you a question. Is the pain, and be honest with me, for the possibility of the reward you may be getting, is it worth it to have the pain? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
What?
For the reward, I wouldn't call it a reward, Frank. it's a settlement from a lawsuit.
Okay. I don't want to talk about
Jeff. He doesn't care about the details. Apparently, he doesn't want to hear where the pain. He just wants to complain that he's hearing you.
I didn't know if this was a legal issue, so I didn't want to say anything. All right, with the possibility that you may be getting a very lucrative settlement, is it the pain worth it? In other words, is it okay that you're enduring the pain? I mean, in other words, you say to yourself, "All right, I got some pain.
Is my pain worth the check I'm going to be getting in a couple of months?" Of course.
Oh!
Of course! Yeah. So you're enduring some pain for an eventual payday. Very good. Congratulations. America has been great to you, Jeff. I'm fucking with you. I hope your back is fixed once again. Oh, he hung up.
Still there, Jeffrey.
No, he hung up. His spine. No, his spine hung up for him. Oh, no, he's actually back here. Jeff, you there, buddy?
Did you hang up on me?
I don't know. You slipped the fucking... You're slipping discs and phone lines and everything. Everything's broken for you.
No, I wanted to talk about Chat Roulette.
Chat Roulette, yes. Our new favorite thing. We've gotten...
Yeah, it's great for the ego when you're sitting there and everyone's just like, ugly, next.
You know what my favorite is? Next. My favorite is the person that that shakes their head and just hits next, or they just say, "Nope, not today. Next, faggot. Next, asshole. Next, gay. Next." Or you know the person that doesn't even cam up; they leave the thing black and they just type "faggot" and hit next. It's an amazing service, and it is a great experiment with the human race.
Yeah, I was calling to some girl from Australia for like a good 30 minutes. She was like 16, and I was just amazed that Nirvana is still like relevant to people of her age in her country.
Yeah,
and she's like, "Yeah, I miss him." I'm like, "What do you mean you miss him? You were one when he died. I was your age when he died."
Yeah,
it was like 16 years ago. And it blows my mind how, like, there's a completely new generation of people listening to the music I grew up listening to. And I guess it has the same relevance to them as a teenager that it did for me.
Yeah, I mean, the people that are likely to talk to you are usually young. The old people have no time to talk to anybody. These people that were calling before, they were talking to me for a while about whatever, and we were joking. And then there was another group of girls, two girls that were very young, and I wanted to get their opinion on a website that we've been following, Not Pants, which is notpants.tumblr.com, and they said, "Is it pornography?" No, it's not. It's just celebrities that, you know, think they're wearing pants, but they're not. I gave them the link, and they go, "Oh, this site's gross. You are gross." And they hit next. So now I feel like I'm some creepy fuck. I'm not even trying to fuck anybody on Chat Roulette. And now they're painting me out to look at like some kind of fucking creep. I don't know, Jeff. Well,
it's but also the other thing I like about it is that you'll see a group of guys, probably like in a frat or something.
Yeah.
In a college dorm room.
Yeah.
And they'll be like six or seven around, gathered really close together.
Yeah.
And then they'll look at me and they'll go, "Fag."
Yeah. And then I have to remind them, "Hey, eight of you are in a fucking 8x8 room with one twin bed. You fucking herd of faggots. Six of you have backwards hats, and two of you are not wearing shirts. Who's fucking
like,
gay now?
This is your
big night out, you fucking homos."
Gathered around a computer screen, calling people on the internet fag.
Well, if you had people around you, Jeff, you would. But you were in front of that computer screen, probably typing the word faggot. It was a different day and age back when you were in school. So, Jeff...
Yeah, no more pot smoking and getting blowjobs. It's just looking at guys jack on the internet now in your college dorm room with your best bud.
It's the thing to do with your dick and the place to see. Jeff, Friday nights, 9 to 12, Culture Enema.
Yeah.
It's you.
Tell us a little bit about the show, Jeff.
You and JMF, Culture Enema. Yeah, what's going on with the show? You had your first episode?
Yeah, you know, we're talking about movies from different angles, and hopefully people will like what we're talking about.
Good.
It's a different take on film critiquing, I think.
I mean, we've had Hear Us Talk where we watch the movies, and we had some of your favorites, Jurassic Park, Hackers, and you certainly have a very unique take on criticizing the mundane, the things that most people will fucking ignore. You just can't let
the little
pass.
Details, yeah.
Yeah, you were very detail-oriented, and you just completely shred it. And it's very entertaining to see you just take something that costs $30 to $100 million and just call it shit.
Well, if you're going to be a movie like Hackers and you're going to represent this underground hacking community, it's good to know a couple of...
Yeah, I think we lost him. But, you know, 9 to 12, Culture Enema, Jeff and JMF. It's their new show. They're ripping up on some movies. You got to listen to it, right, Frank? You actually called in.
Yes, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Last words on Chat Roulette, Frank. I mean, you didn't get really a chance to do anything on it.
No, just, like I said, 10, 15 minutes. You
3 days in a row. My entire evening was Chat Roulette. I was. I'm probably not now. But I'd burned my fucking voice out getting into shouting and screaming matches with people I'm never going to fucking meet in my life. Just screaming at these people. They would do one thing wrong. I would say, hey, and then go, fuck you. And now I'm scared. Fuck you, you motherfucker. Just going off, losing my fucking mind. And then they hit next, and then it's back to being friendly again. Or they hit next, and I'm still yelling because I didn't know they hit next. And now I'm yelling at the next poor fuck that comes up there. It's rapid fire, and it's, I don't know. But the one thing, though, when you see like a girl just wrinkle her entire face and hit next instantly, it is a little ego crushing, but I think that's healthy. You know what I'm talking about, Frank? Like they'll be very.
It's a dose of reality, my friend.
They're hopeful with who they're gonna see next, and then your dumb face pops up. My dumb face pops up. They wrinkle their entire face. They show their displeasure and hit next without saying a fucking single word or making a sound. It's great. There are a few things that people do. They think they're original. They think this is the thing that is going to set them apart from everybody else. I like to call them chat roulette gimmicks. Have you come across any of this? Obviously, there's the one, the guy jerking off. I mean, I don't know if that's so much of a gimmick as trying to, get some pleasure out of revealing himself. But there's, you know, hopeless people with signs begging for tits or get the fuck out. Sometimes they even have a tally board showing the number of times they've seen a bra or tits and dicks. And the dick number is just way inflated, probably accurately enough. And it's just, I don't know. People think they're so fucking original with these things, but everybody's doing them. Like now, the gimmicks almost outnumber the cocks. People wearing a fucking, just a mask sitting there in a fucking devil mask. Like I'm going to be frightened. Looking at a goddamn chat room, what are you really going to do? Somebody actually pretended to hang themselves. And I didn't hit next. I wanted to see. I typed, why don't you do it? Why don't you just follow through? There's no need to put on a fucking a dog and pony show. If you're going to fucking do it for chat roulette, do it for chat roulette and go out with a goddamn bang. The top of the pop culture curve is what I say. And the one move that's sweeping the nation is when people take their black and white cockapoos named Teddy and hold it up and show the stranger a dog dick. That is my new move. Patented, copyrighted move.
Wait.
Holding the dog up and showing...
Whoa, hold on there, Sparky.
What?
Who invented that move? Who coined that and created it?
I'm sorry. Who invented holding a dog up and showing a dog dick?
Yes.
No one has done it before
me. Who started the trend?
No one has done it before me.
You're a fucking liar.
What are you talking about?
You're giving me credit for it.
I'm not giving you credit for it. When did you ever do that? You don't have a cockapoo.
I have a... Whenever you would come here, I would open the door by greeting you with Marvin's dick in your face.
you. First of all, explain that Marvin's a fucking dog before people have some kind of a weird vision of your son or a retarded...
He's a roommate of mine, a male roommate.
yeah, it's a really a terrible...
Now, Marvin is my Maltese, and when Ken comes over, I will pick him up and hold him so that his dick is right in Ken's face.
Yeah, yeah.
And now Ken's pulling the move.
You're not a friend. Well, I'm not putting it in the person's face. I'm showing it to them, and then sometimes they'll go, what is that? I'll say, that's a dog dick, and hit next. Oh, my God. That's a dog dick. Next. That's a dog dick. Next. Those are dog balls. I don't.
Now, let me ask you.
Mutilate my pup.
You seem to be very, preoccupied with the dog dick.
Yeah. I show him his sack and dick. I show him the
whole
package.
Are you proud of his dick?
He's. You know what? For as small a dog as he might be, 22 pounds, God bless him, Teddy's packing heat. Teddy is packing fucking heat.
Has he humped anything yet?
I pity the bitch. Who gets Teddy unloading on him?
Has he humped anything yet or no?
He has not humped anything yet. He has not humped a thing. And I'm getting word that Chat Roulette is currently down. Rest in peace. Respect.
What does it matter?
We're
supposed to be listening to DJ Newstyle's show.
Of course. Of course! Or Lost. Or watching Lost. It doesn't matter. One of the two things. I know which one I would listen to. Myself, as always. Yeah, so that's my move now, Frank. It's my move. But you like to do that. You did it in Pal Talk, though. Your thing would be to just disappear, come back with the dog, and then just show the dick.
Yeah, I would just put his ding dong right in the cam, so that's all you could see.
Yeah, but the thing about your dog,
it's humiliating to the dog.
It is. It is very humiliating to your
dog.
Your dog especially, because your dog's erection never goes away.
But you know what I try to do as well? Do you ever put your dog in the mirror so it could see itself?
Yeah, I don't think they get it.
Yeah, they don't get it. They just look away. They don't understand it.
They kind of look, and then they do look away. They don't want to look at themselves in the mirror.
But they don't know it's themselves.
Do you think that they're like Native Americans, and they think this surface is stealing their soul? They think that this magical surface has stolen their very essence.
By the way,
and they can't bear to stare at it.
By the way, speaking of Native Americans, I don't know, you may be too young for this, but do you remember the crying Indian?
Yes.
Okay. This was a commercial back in the 70s.
Yeah, someone threw out a bag of Famous Amos.
Right, right.
It hit his fucking leather shoe, and that one tear came down his fucking Italian face.
That's right! The guy was Italian in real life! He wasn't even a Native American!
The guy is probably sitting around a litter of WAP children just talking about when he was an
Italian?
Actor. Because he wasn't even fucking Indian. There are no more Indians. We did a good job in the 1800s.
You know what? There's a lot, not in the East Coast where we live, but I'm sure down in the Southwest corner of the United States, there's plenty of
Indians. There are none. Frank, you've been in the chat rooms on Pal Talk where people claim to be fucking Native Americans. It's really just someone who speaks with nothing but a somber tone and has assigned themselves some kind of fucking woodland creature name and a verb. I am wolf breathing. I welcome you to our humble tribe. It's a fucking Pal Talk room and you're white. Shut up. You just don't like taxes that much. Fucking terrible. Yeah, pristine.
Me and my brother running woodchuck.
He has since passed on. No, he didn't. You bounced him. Stop trying to turn technology into the fucking mystical woods. It's terrible. You have this undying respect for the Native Americans for some reason.
I undoubtedly have so much respect for them, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here.
We would be here. Do you understand?
No, we wouldn't.
Yes.
No, we wouldn't.
Yes,
no,
we would.
Because if they didn't settle the land originally, we wouldn't have known about the land.
Frank, we didn't know about them. We didn't fucking know about them. We sailed into it.
And first of all, I think...
And they were there. We fucked their women.
It is an insult to call them Native Americans, because... The name America didn't come until Europeans came. It was named after Amerigo Vespucci.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
So what I'm saying
is, hence the Italian crying Indian.
We should not call them Native Americans. You should just call them Native peoples.
No, I'm not. I refuse to call them. I got to call them Indians as a kid, and it was awesome. You could play cowboys and Indians. You could root for the fucking Cleveland Indians.
Derogatory.
Then we had to call them Native Americans. This is the first fucking injection of political correctness in my fucking everyday life. Fifth, third, fourth grade, whenever the fuck it happened, Indians became Native Americans. Now you want me to call them Native people? You did say peoples, though. You said peoples.
You cannot call them Native Americans, because the word America comes from the Europeans. So by calling that, you're insulting them
as well. It's the name of the fucking continent.
Which was named by the Europeans.
Well, guess what? They couldn't fucking hold up their goddamn fort. They couldn't fend off an attack, so they lost their fucking country.
You know, I hope somebody shoots you with a fucking bow and arrow.
Okay. you want someone to shoot me with a bow and arrow?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Because it's the Native Americans who are the backbone of this land.
Do you realize that your fucking, your white ass would be strung up on a goddamn spit? Being eaten in a longhouse in fucking where
they
were
savages.
They were savages. Right?
They were not savages.
Yes, they were. Jesus, they fucking sold their entire village for some fucking beads. They're terrible people, and they have casinos now. It's okay. I don't understand why. You know what? Maybe because you didn't know that the Indian was Italian and you found out later. Maybe that's why you have this respect for Indians.
No. But you were talking
about the crying Indian, which wasn't even Indian.
Right.
He sees a bag of fucking cookies at his feet, and in his stereotypical Indian garb, as he stands alone along the side of a fucking highway, and just cries. What an image for Native Americans. Did you think that was a positive image, Frank?
I don't know if that was the message of having an image toward Indians. It was just an image that the Indians care about the land.
If the Indian had a fucking set on him, he would have thrown a spear at the Mustang that just drove by. He would have fucking thrown something into the gas tank and blown it up and then and said something like, white man litter no more. But he didn't. He sat there and cried a single tear. Just wondering about how it was before Rhodes. What a terrible fucking ad campaign. What made you think of this?
I don't know.
It just slipped into your head?
No, you mentioned somebody. I don't know. We have to go back and rewind a tape.
I'm not rewinding the tape for this. I think you just. I think your brain literally. No.
You were discussing.
You know what happened? When you think of random shit like that, that's you losing that thought forever.
You were discussing something about. Weren't you talking about Indians?
I don't know if I was now. Now you got me fucked up.
You were saying that somebody... Ah, fuck. How did I talk about this?
I don't know, Frank. I think you're losing your mind. You know what it is? They say that when you just randomly think of something and spit it out, that's you expelling that memory. You're losing that. You're going to lose that Indian. You won't remember him forever. You'll be thinking, oh, what was that? That one commercial, huh? And then 5 years after that, it's like it never passes your fucking mind again. The connectors, the synapses between those fucking memories just die, and then it's just there, abandoned, ready to be overwritten by something else. Fucking terrible. Jesus. I might have to go on fucking chat roulette and just fucking lift my spirits. But that would crush it too, because, you know, people see my face and they comment on my fucking terrible beard. You know how many times my beard has been insulted on chat roulette, Frank?
At what point are you going to realize that you should not be having a beard?
Nah, I'm gonna keep it.
I mean, what are you trying to prove?
I'm keeping it.
With that fucking pipe cleaner thing you have on your face.
It's not
a beard.
It is.
It's the beard of a boy.
If I see a boy that has this fucking beard, God bless you.
What are you holding on to?
My fucking dick as I stroke it on chat roulette.
Whatever.
Every
man.
Day. I'm on my fucking set of perfect sleeper.
I don't fucking do that.
I don't. Why is it you want to put this image in your own head? You just left. For some reason, you're trying to paint a fucking watercolor picture in your head of me jerking off on camp, and that's why you got rid of the Indian memory, so you could make room for something new. You filled up your fucking pea brain, and now you want to just
want to
decorate the walls with pictures of my dick. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who is this?
VA Messenger.
Oh, Indian Slayer,
oh,
VA
what's
Messenger.
What's up, Backwoodsman?
Yes. What's up, buddy?
Okay. First of all, Frank, just because you can't grow a beard, stop hating on the beard.
I have no trouble growing a beard, believe me.
We've never seen you with a beard. Remember when you had that bet where you had to grow one and you didn't?
Well, you've seen me many a days unshaven for several days, and you know I have no problem.
Not a beard.
Yes, but I've never seen you with a beard.
Yeah,
all right.
You can't handle having a beard.
You do realize who you're talking to, right?
I don't like beards because there's a certain point in time after about 7 days or so where you're at the point where you just got to rip the fucking thing off.
Frank, you're talking to VA Messenger.
I know I am.
And he's the king of the beard. He doesn't even carry a picnic basket anymore because he just hides chicken wings and shit in his fucking disgusting beard.
Do you comb your beard?
Yeah, do you have special hair tools? Do you have do you have a basket of hair product for your fucking beard?
No, it's a beard. The point of growing a beard is being a man, and you grow a beard and you just let it go.
Has anybody asked you to play Lagrange ever?
No.
Okay.
But Frank, I grow a beard right now. I will shave my beard tomorrow. We will have a beard contest.
Oh, we're going to have a battle of the beards because that works very well on radio shows.
I can't grow a beard because it just drives me crazy. I can grow a beard for like maybe 6 or 7 days, but then after the 7th day, I want to rip it off. Now, after the 7th day,
why don't
like this? Hold on a second. From the seventh day to perhaps like the 12th day is where I go crazy. But then after the 12th day, I'm okay. Because I had a beard at one time in my life in 1990.
Wait, on the seventh day, are you Jesus? You're like, oh, on the seventh day, I have to rest. I can't grow my beard longer?
No. What I'm saying is after a certain period of time when you're growing it, you want to rip it off. But then after that period of ripping it off, then it's okay. Because
yeah.
I had a beard in 1990 at the age of 20 because I had chicken pox when I was a sophomore in college.
Oh, what more?
A sophomore.
Sophomore?
Yeah, and I had to grow a beard because it was I couldn't shave my pox.
You were 20 years old in 1990?
Yeah, why?
Wow, you are ancient.
Wow,
you are
Jesus.
Fucking ancient.
Is this, how old were you there, little boy?
I was 10 years old watching Mr. Belvedere fucking first run episodes.
I was 13 years old, Frank.
Oh, well, What can I say?
Frank, did you shed a tear? Just like that Indian on the side of the road when you realized you couldn't say to people, hey,
no,
it's the 80s.
I didn't shed a tear for that, but I did shed a tear for something else, but I don't want to talk about it.
What are you talking about?
When the fake Indian cried a tear, that must have been nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway.
And NorCal Murph saying I'm obsessed with Mr. Belvedere.
You, I think you are, because you told me that one time you had a picture of the actor, Christopher whatever Hewitt, whatever his fuck his name is.
Wow, way to pick the name out of a goddamn hat.
Is
buddy.
That his name?
That's his name.
I knew his first name was Christopher, but I don't know.
But you know what I want to hear right now, Frank? I want to hear the goddamn theme song to Mr. Belvedere. Do you know how it goes?
It goes. I think it's like real like bubble boom 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 something like that.
Do you have any idea who's singing?
All I can say is this. I've watched two episodes of Mr. Belvedere, the first pilot episode and the final finale episode. It's the only episodes I ever saw.
Okay, well, here we go. Here's the theme song to Mr. Belvedere by Leon Redbone.
Did that mention Wesley?
No, unfortunately. Da 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 da. Frank's got the chicken pox. He's fucking 20 years old. This probably was the worst show ever.
But yet you watched every episode of it.
Yeah, well, I was a child.
I bet you remember what night it was on and the time slot it was on, too.
I don't. I really
and the
don't.
Network.
It was, I'm guessing, is it ABC?
I don't know. I didn't watch the show. It was after my time.
You know.
The best time from...
Oh, it was after your time. You didn't watch the show, but you fucking... You rung Christopher Hewitt's name like a goddamn bell.
Listen to me, fuck. Listen to me. The best night of TV when I was a youngster back in the 70s was Tuesday night. Let me tell you what was on Tuesday night, all right? Tuesday night, ABC.
Tuesday night was the first ever televised puppet show for you, right? You saw the invention of the puppet show, the first cartoon. What? What did you say?
All right. In 1970s, it was Channel 7 in the tri-state area. It was ABC. Tuesday nights...
Hold on. Kids, Grandpa's talking crazy again. Grandpa's talking crazy. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. 8 o'clock, Happy Days.
Uh-huh.
8:30, Laverne and Shirley.
Okay.
9 o'clock, Three's Company. 9:30, It always had a different show. Either it was Taxi or something else. Then 10 o'clock was Heart to Heart.
Heart to Heart. Wow.
God, you're so old.
Poor Heart to Heart being the shit bitch of that lineup. That's a great fucking lineup, though.
That was the best night on TV was Channel 7.
What about must-see TV, though, buddy?
That was
Was it all
my
black and white, or was it color?
It was color, but I had to get up and change the channels. I didn't have a remote.
Frank had a piece of plastic that had blue on the top half of the screen and green on the bottom that he put in front of his black and white TV.
Now, let me ask you a question. I want you to be honest with me, DJ No Style and Wesley.
DJ what?
No Style and Wesley.
I see. Very original.
Do you guys have always remembered always having remotes? Is that correct?
No. I had a TV with fucking wood on it. I had a wooden TV. I had to walk to the, I fucking pushed the buttons in too far and the TV had to be repaired by a TV repairman who was not out of work.
Clicker. A true clicker.
Yeah. So Wesley, you always remember having some type of clicker. You never remember getting up for the change of channel. Is that correct?
Well, when I say clicker, that was my dad smacking me in the back of the head, telling me to change the channel.
Hmm.
Oh, I see.
Hilarious. Do you realize a carpenter built my fucking TV? It was a fucking piece of furniture. There were drawers and shit in it. God.
You still have a TV?
We got rid of it, Frank. You probably still have your console TV somewhere.
But what I'm saying is, I remember the days of having to get up and change a channel.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. And I remember the days that there were only about 8 channels. This is what it was in the tri-state area in New York, and I'll tell you what it was.
Jesus Christ.
These are the only channels we had. 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, and 11, and 13. That's all we had. Okay. That's it.
Time to write a Wikipedia article, folks. Get that in there. That's important. That's notable
you realize
and important.
It was the same channels everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Not just in the tri-state New York area. It was the same channels.
No, what I'm saying
those
is,
are the channels everybody has when you don't have cable, you fuckface.
What I'm saying is, in other parts of the country, CBS was not always Channel 2. That's what I'm trying to say.
But
the only places that Channel 2 was CBS was in the New York area, Chicago, and Los Angeles.
Where? New York and
Chicago.
Where? Chicago?
Sweet home.
And Los Angeles. That's where Channel 2 is CBS, Channel 7 is ABC, and Channel 4 is NBC. It's only in the LA area, New York, and Chicago.
Can you never say Chicago? Yeah. Can you never say that again? You're not Andre Arlovsky. You don't get a pass on that. Just letting you know. And Frank, I really appreciate you sharing the knowledge of the channels by reading 2 through 13 off to everybody.
That's essentially what I did. I just said numbers out loud.
Yeah, you could have said 2 through 13, but you actually said every number.
Well, because it wasn't...
You didn't give station names or anything. You gave an area and then a span of numbers.
And if you pressed... Now, when we first got the box, we got this long box. The name of it was Gerald. That was the brand of it was. And it was a huge fucking monster of a box.
Gerald, she's on a very tight budget.
With a cord. And when you press 2, 4, and 7, you got the Playboy channel.
And did you whack your penis off while looking at that?
You jerked off the Scrambled all the time. I know you did.
No, I did not.
I had a tape of Scrambled porn that was slightly clear. I just want to let you know. Thank you.
A tape?
Yes. The Scrambly porn. I said this many times. You go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Hunt the episode down. I'm not going to do the whole story, but 5 seconds.
Can I do this? Can I tell you what it's about?
Oh, go ahead.
All right. When DJ Newstyle was a little boy, he took a VHS tape. He labeled it Oprah Winfrey.
No. You're ruining it already.
Oh.
I didn't want to go into the whole story. But
oh, I'm sorry.
I took a tape. I discovered that 5 seconds were being revealed every night. I recorded these 5 seconds. And I had a tasty melange of pornography. And I
wouldn't
stole
cool
that tasty
if
melange
you,
word from Chris.
It would be cool if you still had that tape.
I bet you I could find the tape.
You really think you could?
I might be able to find the tape. You know what? I'll find the tape when you find the picture of your grandmother's hooves.
You know what? I'm on the verge. My mother's searching for my grandmother's because my grandmother had hooves. She didn't have feet. She had split hooves for feet.
I don't know why it's so fucking funny to me. The idea that your probably sweet grandmother made you food, gave you snack, that you're describing her feet as hooves.
They were. It was god awful, god awful thing I ever saw.
And you purposefully took a picture of her feet
before she passed away. Listen, she was in her mid 90s, and I said to myself, she
dead?
Was sick. Yes, she died in 97.
Are you making fun of your dead grandmother?
Yes.
But listen.
You were an awful person.
Before she passed away, I said to myself, I got to take a picture of these feet because nobody will believe what these things existed. And somewhere in the photo albums in my mama's attic are the picture of my grandmother's hoof feet.
Yeah, Wes, VA Messenger, has feet sticking out of his wall holding up a rifle that look a lot like Frank's grandmother's feet. Split hooves. God, I can't. That fucking destroys me whenever the idea of a sweet old lady having terrible feet so bad that you needed to photograph them for forever.
How about her grandson making fun of them?
That's part of it too. Like I joke with my grandmother, little silly things, but I would never fucking ever be this vicious. Like if she had some kind of an odd growth, I'd never want fucking photographic evidence.
And
so I could show the future generations, and you said, okay, go ahead. Continue.
And have you ever, Ken, have you ever farted in your grandmother's face?
No, I've never farted in my grandmother's face.
Oh.
Why, you? You did?
Yeah.
How do you get in the position to fart in her face?
Well, because she would, she'd be sitting down on the couch, and I would just walk past and do it, and then she'd go, oh, Frank! That's what she would say.
Frank, you know what? You should be lucky because you have a grandmother. I don't have a grandmother. I can't.
I don't have them anymore. I don't. They're all gone now.
Yeah, Wes, you shot and mounted your grandmother. She's on a plaque. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, thank you very much. Hey, are you listening to us again via Messenger? Because I understand you don't listen to us anymore.
Well, I'm usually drunk, so I've been doing other things. But yes, I'm listening now.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Since I called.
Okay. Yeah, you listen. That's great. You listen when you're on. That's good. Anyway, thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Now
I just hung up on him.
You mentioned earlier about the me crying over the Indian, and
that made
me cry, but something else made me very weepy over the weekend, and to the point where
was it a movie?
I guess it was some type of video of some sort, and I got very my eyes were pulled up. Like I'm not gonna lie to you.
What was the video?
It was called Christian the Lion. It was a video.
God.
It was a video. Let me tell you the story, okay? There was these Australian gentlemen back in the late 60s who took in a lion that was being abused and harmed. They took it and raised it, domesticated it and raised it. And the lion got so big that they had to let it go in the wild. And the video shows the reunion of the lion and the Australian.
Are you okay, Frank?
Are you?
So the lion, I couldn't hear because you were sobbing like a complete waste.
No. The part where the lion walks down the hill and just locks eyes with the two people who took him in. My heart broke right there.
Here we go. Oh, wow. They have really good music for this, too.
And I'm gonna call somebody out too.
Oh, they're reintroducing to Africa, Frank. They'll never see him again. Oh no, they can't visit Christian the Lion.
And I'm gonna call somebody out too.
Oh, he's the head of his own pride now, Frank. He's the head of his own pride.
Mr. J. Kling was also touched by it as well. He admitted to me that he was touched by it, so it's not just me.
Frank, this looks like the big part. He's walking down towards the owners. Oh no. He's gonna attack the owners, Frank! Oh no! He's running right for them! Bass drum. Yes! They're hugging, Frank! They're hugging! They do remember! They remember! Oh, what a piece of shit. This is...
You have no heart.
What a piece of shit this is.
You have no heart.
Frank,
that's your problem.
Frank.
You're the heart of stone.
This is the most... pieced together, edited pile of shit I've ever seen.
What are you talking about?
It's fucking fake. It's fake. And you know what? And the lion's dead by now. You can't, I mean, you don't shed a tear for your grandmother struggling with hooved feet. But this fucking lion that you've never met because Whitney Houston, the Bodyguard soundtrack is playing in the background. Now your heartstrings are being pulled. And you're gonna and now you're saying something about J. Kling that I didn't hear because I was so focused on this terrible video.
I was watching this video. I was talking with J. Kling on Saturday, and I sent him the link, and assuming that he was telling the truth, he said that it affected him as well. He got quite touched by it, and it was very it was unbelievable. I'm speechless.
I'm posting it on Twitter. That's twitter.com/DJNewStyle. I'm writing, this made the germ freak cry.
Yes, why don't you call in?
Twitter.com/DJNewStyle if you want to see it. Why don't we take a quick break here, Frank? Just a quick break, and we'll be right back. Oh, we made a couple calls that we're going to play during the break, and then we'll talk about it afterwards. Is that all right with you?
Sure.
Okay. Or do you want to not play them during the break?
I thought they weren't ready. I'm a little confused.
Well, there's two calls.
Oh, the quick ones?
The quick ones. Just play them during the break, you think? All right, fine. Okay, we're doing it.
I'd like to introduce them.
Okay, so we won't do that then. Okay, I'll play them.
Do one of your Jimmy Francone things.
Oh, is that what you want me to do, you fuck? Why don't we do one of your bits? Oh, I forgot, Frank. Nobody wants to hear fucking Scandal.
You
want to
hear Jimmy Francone Jack sessions.
Nobody, nobody wants to hear fucking Rick Ocasek sing a fucking song and you stutter 6,000 times.
Hi-o!
It's the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the what?
The place to be.
Thank you.
The DJ New Style Show.
Uh-oh.
We'll be back after something.
Hello, anonymous internet, and thank you for listening to the DJ New Style Show. As an avid listener, are you certain that you're doing everything in your power to increase our show's visibility among your friends? Probably not. More than likely, you're sitting there wasting your day, tending to an imaginary farm or zoo on Facebook, telling all of your friends about every lonely gray mare that wanders onto your land. How disgraceful. You should be telling these people about something else. You should be telling them how much you enjoy the DJ New Style Show by visiting our official Facebook fan page, facebook.com/DJ New Style Show. Go there and become a fan and keep up to date with the show and all its related content. Did we discuss a video on the last show and you missed it? Well, you'll find it there. Don't want to become a fan? Go fuck yourself. Looks like you're not seeing that clip, buddy. It's that simple.
Facebook.com/DJ New Style Show. Because your friends are quite aware that you are not in the real mafia. You don't own a real farm. You've never seen a real horse. But you have listened to great talk radio. Facebook.com/DJ New Style Show.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hi, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, and I'm saying this to you as delicately as possible. As a friend, your t-shirt is terrible. Hideous. It's ugly. I mean, look down. You know what? Don't. Actually, don't look at it, because it's so bad and terrible, I wouldn't wish seeing that on my own worst enemy. Wait, what? That's not a shirt? You're not wearing clothes? Well, still, what I'm about to tell you holds true. Go to hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and just check these out. They're solutions for your problem. Our t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, and track jackets are the perfect garments to cover up unsightly deformities such as fat, chest hair, and misshapen rib cages. And the best thing about these is that they also let people know that you have fine taste in internet talk radio. So head on over today. Purchase your very own Hear Us Talk t-shirt and turn blech into hearustalk.spreadshirt.com.
This is Keith from Best in Show Radio, and you are listening to the DJ New Style Show live on hearustalk.com. Join us every Thursday night at 8 p.m. for Best in Show Radio.
As I was saying a moment ago at the beginning of the show, if you guys noticed, there was a pretty long, dramatic, crazy intro about some history of the show. I don't know. Keith, do you have a story you want to tell us?
Well, back in January, I was talking on a show about how my wife, I had caught her sending an email or exchanging emails with a guy about, you know, secretly meeting behind my back for lunch. And, but I mean, she did convince me that it was just, you know, that they were friends. And I had asked her not to hang out with him because I didn't like him for some reason. Well, let's put it this way. Let's fast forward to today where I have this nice, awesome bachelor pad. The apartment I lived with my current but soon to be former wife, who is no longer my wife because she forgot that you're not supposed to have a boyfriend while you're married.
As it turns out, all of us who told you, yeah, man, you're making way too big a deal out of this, yeah, we were all wrong. Apparently, we were all wrong, and you were 100% right.
And I see the number come up, and I'm like, seriously? I was like, you really need to talk to this guy? Like, what's the deal? And she's like, it just made me mad that you told me I can't be friends with someone and there's no reason, there's nothing going on, and just because you're suspicious of him for whatever reason.
For whatever reason. Just because you're suspicious of him because he wants to have sex with me. I mean, like, just because, like, that means something.
Be sure to check out HeroesTalk.com and the Pal Talk Heroes Talk Radio chat room every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. for the DJ New Style Show and every Thursday night at 8 p.m. for Best in Show Radio. Heroes Talk, loving it live.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hey, this is Mike from Queens, and you're listening to the DJ New Style Show because you're pathetic. If you want to know what real men do, get in your underwear, get on the PlayStation Network, and eat microwavable foods.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Okay. DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Subscribe to the podcast. Fans on Twitter. Follow on Tumblr. Okay. Enough of that, Frank. Frank, enough. Let's just cut it. Cut the shit. Because this is serious, Frank. Do you understand what I'm talking about? This is some serious shit I've got to tell you about. Are you there?
Are you talking about award-winning software?
Naturally, I am. I'm talking about award-winning video chat software. This is the first, okay? They are the pioneers of video chat. They put it out there. I'm talking about ICU2. That's ICU,
the number two.
I needed a little chorus there. I needed some background vocals for that because it's important. There's a lot of video services out there, Frank. You got your this's and that's and who's it's and what's it's. But are they as good as ICU2? Probably not, Frank. I want to talk to someone in Beijing. I go to ICU too. Can it happen?
Of course.
Brazil.
You're not calling CompuServer Pride. You're calling ICU too.
Of course not. ICU too. I'm in fucking Borneo. Can I talk to a person in America?
Of course.
Face to face any place. Go to ICU, the number 2.com. Download it on your Windows machine. It's free to try. There's a Mac version coming soon. I don't know why you haven't done it yet. What's wrong with you? ICU, the number 2.com, face-to-face any place. The winner of the 2009 Award for Internet Communication. The People's Choice Award, Frank. The people have spoken. ICU, too.
I think the People's Choice Award is the only award that counts.
Yeah. I think you're goddamn right. Without the People's Choice, Frank, would we have any fucking presidents? I don't think so.
We have anarchy.
And we wouldn't have ICU, too. Thank you. But we do, thank goodness. Frank, I wanted to play them during the break. Just, cold stop into something else.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Cold stop, something else. Not that big of a deal.
Not that big of a deal. It's very quick.
You like to make a few phone calls every now and then.
Once in a while, when you're bored at 4 o'clock in the morning.
We both did one. We picked a certain locale, a certain type of business that we wanted to call. Do you know what type of business this was, Frank?
This would be the alternative lifestyle business.
I wonder if that's what they call it. We'll have to find out. This is Frank looking into alternative lifestyle businesses.
Soho.
Yeah, Soho. Is this Christopher Street?
Yeah, we're on Christopher Street, between 7th and 6th.
Listen, this is a, what time are you guys open until?
What's that?
What time do you close?
4 o'clock.
Is this an alternative lifestyle establishment?
What's that?
An alternative lifestyle establishment?
Yeah, it's a gay bar.
Okay, listen, what's the sanitary conditions there? Is it okay?
What's that? Very noisy in here. What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Listen, I want to bring my boyfriend over there, but I want to know what's the crowd like there? Is it a big crowd tonight or what?
Yeah, we're doing bingo. So this last game of bingo we're going on right now.
Are you gay?
What's that?
Are you gay?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wasn't sure. Listen, is it okay if I bring a straight friend there, or just only gays are allowed? Because I have a friend who's straight. He wanted to come.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's okay to bring him?
What's that?
It's okay if I bring my straight friend, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right, man.
Okay,
listen,
baby.
That's
fine.
Love
Bye.
You.
Oh, goddamn. Okay, baby, he says.
Yeah, I felt when he said, okay, baby, I felt that I had to say something back, so I just said, I love you.
You said you love this man.
I wanted him to feel the warmth of this.
Yeah, the warmthedness. Yeah, you should have just went over there and enjoyed some fucking gay bingo. and bring your straight friend that he was so happy to try and convert. Did you hear him light up at the prospect of straight man being brought into there?
I did.
It's like when Wes sees an albino deer. It's not every day, Frank. It's not every day, but it's special when it happens. I decided to make a similar call to show you, because you didn't think I would do it. You were basically calling me out, prodding me to make a call. So I decided to do one myself, called a similar alternative lifestyle establishment. Jesus Christ! Hold on. This is the one. I played the wrong. Frank, what I did is I played the wrong one. Is that okay? Will you forgive me?
Yep.
Fuck you.
Boiler room, Nana speaking.
Yeah, boiler room. You got a dress code?
No, we don't.
So I could wear casual wear, whatever?
You can wear whatever you want.
Can I wear as little as I want?
As long as you come in with pants, shoes, and a shirt, you're fine.
Okay, I mean, I have pants, but they're not really pants. They're made out of bubble wrap.
I don't give a fuck about that.
Okay.
As long as you're covered up, that's fine.
I mean, it looks like an elephant trunk. I wrapped it up nice.
Fantastic. Come on in.
You want to see that?
All right. Bring it in.
Okay, I'll do that. I also want to know, is it okay if I bring women there?
Of course it is.
Okay.
You're speaking to a woman. A woman.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. I had no idea.
That's okay.
I thought this was a gay establishment.
It is a gay establishment. What, you don't think I'm gay?
Oh, I thought it was a gentleman-only spot.
No, it's not.
Oh. Okay. That's a little different than I'm used to, but that's fine.
It's more male-orientated, but women are allowed.
Oh, okay. You know, the more the merrier. Do you have any drink specials? Exactly. Do you have any drink specials tonight?
We have 350 well drinks and 250 Pap beer.
Pap smear?
PBR is not Pap smear.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
No problem.
Okay. The bathrooms are clean. I have a little bit of an issue.
Listen, the bathrooms are what they are. I can't help you with everything. It's free to get in.
Yeah.
You can wear what you want as long as you're really covered up. And,
so that must mean it's a disaster in there, isn't it?
Excuse me?
It's a disaster in the bathroom, isn't it?
Well, look, bathroom it is what it is.
I can go before, honey.
You got to do what you got to do. We're here, second and fourth. I'll see you later.
Okay, I'm going to glory hole all over that.
Fantastic. Bye-bye.
Love you. See, I took a little play out of your book there, Frank. I ended it with love you, but at least I said it to a woman.
It was a girl. It was a girl.
It wasn't a man who just said baby to me.
But what do you think? What was she hiding in that bathroom? What could possibly be in that bathroom?
Frank, you walk in there and you're ankle deep in semen. Is basically when so
I don't
when
think
you
it's like,
when you
we're not
ask,
living in a 1970s bathhouses, my
Frank,
friend. It's not like that anymore.
You notice that she didn't want to talk about it?
Would you go to a gay bar with me?
Are you fucking serious?
Just to see what it's like?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Ah! No way.
Bro. I'm not going, you dickhead. Do you really
think
I'm gonna
go there, you homo?
I do. I do remember from doing this, we had a bit of an audience. You wanted to go with someone. You wanted to go to a certain type of establishment with somebody. When you discovered that a certain bar allowed you to bring a guest, you were thinking of bringing Donna to a lesbian bar, but she wouldn't be into that, would she?
Nah, she's not into that. She's not into that.
Would you? Do you think she would do it just so you could see
like
something?
Get the cheap thrills? Nah, I don't think so.
But you she's do. Do you want? You want to? You want to witness that at some point in your life?
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. It's all good. Maybe.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe we'll do that in Atlantic City.
Oh, Atlantic City when, Frank?
We're the March 12th or 13th.
You're really selling it good. March 12th, Friday night, Atlantic City.
Come all.
We're all getting together. We're all going down there, getting drunk, spending money, having a time, as they've said.
I'm going to get weird.
Yeah, Frank's going to get weird.
Yeah.
Frank's going to just let loose. He would let his hair down, but fucking nature already did that for him permanently because he can't grow any because he's bald and he has, yeah. Okay, but Tropicana, Atlantic City.
Tropicana.
March 12th.
We like to call it the Trop.
Yeah, that's what we like to call it. Come one, come all. Lots of bars, lots of money to be lost. It'll be a decent time. If you're going to stop by, why don't you go on twitter.com/hearustalk. Send a reply. You know, just say that you're going to be out there, and we'll try and look for everybody that replies. Or you can go on the forums on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com/forum or radiobronzefans.com. Or radiobronzefans.com and post there. Now, what were you saying, Frank, while I was trying to explain shit?
Are you going to gamble? Because I'm pretty big at the one-armed bandit.
The one-armed bandit?
Yeah.
The slot machines. They call them slots, Frank.
Oh.
One-armed bandit is something that an old lady that's fucking tethered to 65 fucking cards and playing the nickels. That's what they would say.
Now, Atlantic City is New Jersey's Las Vegas.
Yeah, but that's...
And they're very equivalent.
It's not close.
They're the same thing.
Not even close, Frank. Not even
You've
close.
Never been into a Las Vegas?
I've been to Las Vegas 6 fucking times.
Oh, you want a fucking medal?
Yeah, I do. I want a bronze medal. Absolutely, Frank. God, you are fucking... You just know how to shit on everything, don't you, you fuck? God damn it. Did you have a nice weekend, Frank? I mean, I didn't even get to ask you that. We went right in with a Kenmorehead.com insult. You thought that you wouldn't know AC/DC, but I didn't get to ask you about your weekend. Did anything happen interesting at all? Did you do anything? You didn't, did you? You fuck.
No, I didn't.
No, you sat home and you did nothing. You wasted your entire weekend.
I did. I put the water.
The what? You put the what?
The water. I put the
water. The water. I put
the water bottles. I put them in the garage.
Okay. Well, you did that. That's one thing.
And I put the Christmas boxes. We had them in our living room, yeah. So I finally took the boxes and
You got a coffee machine, so you're probably just drinking coffee and doing nothing. You did.
Oh,
you listed
two
chores.
We got what's called a Keurig.
Keurig.
Same difference.
Yeah. Whatever.
Now, what the Keurig is it's a machine where you put a K-cup in there. And you make your own coffee, and they give you variety packs and whatnot. It's time to refill it. I'm not drinking more coffee, and I'm out of this world.
You're drinking more coffee than you've ever consumed in your life.
Yes, it's I
because you can make a or actually I should say you can have Donna make a cup for you.
No, I make it myself.
Really?
Yeah. It's that simple.
So you're actually
what happening
doing
is,
something for yourself.
It's caught my. It's making my piss smell like dog piss, though. And that's the only drawback. It just smells like dog piss. I don't piss right. I piss dog piss now.
How many cups a day are you drinking?
On Sunday, I had 9 cups.
9 cups on a Sunday?
Yes, because I wanted to try all the different varieties.
So you just wanted to try it out. It's not like you're drinking the entire cup.
I mean, they're not huge cups. They're, what, 8-ounce cups?
Yeah, you had 72 ounces of coffee.
Well, I put a little skim milk in it and a little and 4 equals.
4 equals into 8 ounces.
Right.
When you order from Starbucks, what do you get?
I get venti.
Venti.
Yeah.
20 ounces. And right. You get how many equals?
But maybe if you were educated in the world of coffee, you'd understand that lattes are mostly milk.
Yeah, I'm pretty much
so
aware.
That's why
of that.
I that's why the coffee is just coffee. That's why I put the same amount because it's stronger.
But you're putting fucking 4 equals into 20 ounces of liquid. Now you're putting fucking 4 equals into 8 ounces of liquid.
Because the 8-ounce liquid is stronger. It's even though it's less fluid, it's stronger because it's strictly coffee. Whereas the latte is mostly milk.
You ever put your own ejaculate in the coffee just to stir it in?
No, I haven't.
To be a self-sustaining system, make your own cream.
No,
never.
Maybe that's something you do. I don't do that
because I mean you're putting equal into it. It's about the same thing. You're putting in a Cher sponsored fucking sweetener. Cher in the 80s, Cher and 90s, Cher would be the fucking spokesperson for equal. So you can keep your girlish, waifish figure and enjoy sweets. You may as well jizz into the fucking cup. Let it fucking coagulate or whatever the fuck it does. Curdle? I don't know. God damn it. Yeah, just like when Donna put the milk in her tea that you tried to poison. That milk curdled right away and she was wise to your game, wasn't she? She told me all this.
Yeah.
She told me this.
Last week, I put... a few ounces of real lemon juice into my wife's tea because I was angry, and but she realized it before she even sipped it because when she put the milk in, it curdled. So I
has your tea, little sweet.
Yeah.
Sour.
So I guess the joke was on me.
Yeah, the joke was on you. She figured it out fucking very quickly. And now you're there drinking 9 cups of coffee a day, and you said your piss smells like dog piss.
It smells like, because one time when a couple years ago, I was lying on a pillow on the couch, and it started to smell, and I turned it over,
Did your hooved grandmother walk by and fart in your face?
My dog pissed in the pillow, and my piss smells like what the dog's piss smelled like when it was on the pillow.
Wow, you have fucking scent memory from that far ago?
You don't have scent? Come on. You don't smell something that reminds you of something else?
I mean, it does. I just can't pinpoint it. I mean, if I see it and smell, I'm like, oh, I remember that. I can't just pick a fucking smell out of the air and just say, oh, that's definitely 1993 dog shit. Playing stickball and punching a guy in the stomach.
Have you ever been just walking somewhere, you know, not even near home, and a smell just reminded you of something?
Of an event or a memory,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Associative scent memory, but I can't just pull it out and be like, okay, well, that's definitely the wood chips behind the baseball field when I was on the fucking Morristown Reds or whatever. Like, no, I can't do that. You seem to be able to do that because you compared your piss to the dog piss from when you were laying down once.
Right.
I don't know. It's fucking terrible. Dog. Speaking of dog piss, though, Frank, we went to Maryland this weekend.
Where'd you go?
Maryland.
It's Maryland.
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 Maryland. It's you say Maryland?
It's Maryland, not Maryland.
How do you fucking spell? Is there an E? M-E?
It's Maryland.
It's not Maryland, you fucking asshole.
Hey, fuckface, how do you say Arkansas? You don't say Arkansas, do you?
No, I don't say Arkansas.
Douche.
You don't know how to fucking pronounce anything. South.
It's Maryland, not Maryland.
The first time I ever trust you on any pronunciation will be the time that I've given up on language. Will be the time I've given up on speaking. Because I don't want to sound like a fucking oaf like you. Who doesn't know how to say anything. Pornography. By the way, happy birthday to Goatweed. He just reminded me about pornography. You familiar with Goatweed, Frank? Listens to the show?
Yes, I'm very familiar with Goatweed.
Well, he's having a birthday today.
Happy birthday.
He is a year older. And probably still younger than you, because you are old as the fucking hills, you fucking terrible man. So we went to Maryland for a surprise birthday party for Amanda, who's my girlfriend. Amanda's uncle, who was turning 70. We stayed at a Holiday Inn Express or Holiday Inn, whatever the fuck it was. Dude, we pulled it off a hot wire, 3 stars. We got a cheap rate. We go in there. It looks nice. And we're told that our room, it sounds great. Our room is going to overlook the courtyard and pool. And I'm thinking, okay, that's pretty good. I like to people watch. Sure. Amanda says, we want a different room. And I'm thinking, what the fuck? Well, I heard it was very noisy. We want a different room. So I'm thinking, noisy? What the thing closes at 11. She was very insistent. We got another room. We get there. It's on the fucking ground floor. I hate a ground floor fucking room. Hate
Why?
It.
Why?
Because, like, now your window is facing a parking lot. Some vagrant could just fucking bash his skull in and... You can get raped and killed.
It's
you
a little can basically scary. Get, you, it's not that you don't like it. You're a little scared to be on the first floor.
You can get raped and killed is the whole thing. It's not like I have worldly
you
possessions.
You must have been to some seedy place, man.
Well, yeah. As I'm walking the halls, Frank, I'm noticing that that the hallways smell a little bit like the way your piss was just described. Just a fucking alkaline gold head, like a heavy piss. You ever have a heavy piss? When you think, like, if you pissed normal in one glass of equal weight to another glass and pissed heavy into that, that glass would fucking tip the scale. You ever do that? Where it's almost like honey in a just terrible fucking... That's the type of piss this smelled like. Very stale. Very alkaline, like algae. And just terrible. And I'm walking along, snapping my fingers, and I start hearing barks. I hear... And a fucking dog bolts out, a fucking Bernese Mountain Dog, gigantic dog, just running around the fucking hallway, rednecks calling their dogs to their fucking rooms. This is a dog-friendly hotel.
You know, first of all, dog-friendly and hotel should not be in the same sentence.
You never heard of this?
I wouldn't go to a place. Now, look, I'm a dog lover.
You are.
But
You a are. Dog, you're, and you a, treat them well by a, shoving their face in leftovers.
You know what I did today?
What?
I took took one of those K-cups. I ripped the aluminum foil off, and I shoved it in Sophie's nose.
You should get those dogs taken away. I'm surprised they're alive.
She has fucking coffee grinds all in her nose now.
Why? Why would you do this?
I just want to see if she liked the smell of it.
Well, you put it into her fucking face. That's yeah. Brian from Best in Show. By the way, Best in Show, Thursday nights, 8 to 11, hearustalk.com. He's saying, yeah, that's something a dog lover would do. Very good. Just shove right in the fucking dog's snout.
You know a place that accepts dogs is not going to be a place you want to be.
Like, it was horrid. It really stunk fucking bad. Very, very bad. But as soon as I got in the room was fine.
I'm going to go out and say, a lot of dog owners are white trash. I'm going to come out and say it.
I would say so too, Frank. Especially the ones that shove Keurig K-cups into their fucking Maltese's face.
Yeah,
but most dog owners are white trash. Because most people don't buy dogs. They don't raise dogs. They fucking find them somewhere. People go to a goddamn Little League game and come home with a fucking dog. A 12-year-old dog. And now it doesn't answer to anything. They start calling it Skip. Throwing a fucking a milk jug at it to play fetch. People just acquire dogs. Fucking terrible. So we go there, and the room ends up being okay. The room smells fine. There's no disgusting filth or anything like that. Feel completely at ease taking a shower, shitting, and sleeping on the bed. And I knew that the pillows were fresh because they had paper wrapped around them. They had a little ribbon of paper that says fresh. So I knew they were freshly washed like that. So I just ripped it off and I knew I could use them. That was good. So we went to seek out the pool because I was curious what it was. And we get there, Frank. It looked like a goddamn auditorium in a fucking middle school.
Jesus.
There was, it was two stories. The building looked much taller, but it was only two stories. And there was a pool, a hot tub, and a fucking foosball table and a ping pong table. And there were 11 people in the hot tub.
Wow.
11 people in the hot tub, some of them wearing street clothes.
Oof.
So, yeah, very, very good place.
This is the kind of places you go to, I guess.
It was cheap. We only need one night.
You make a good living.
I make a pretty damn good living at that. But, Frank, the thing is, we needed a place to stay. We didn't want to pay a lot, so we stayed there.
Sure.
No big deal.
Right, I understand.
What do you mean you understand?
Well,
you're not even a fucking good dog owner. First,
you were invited to a catered affair. What I think should be done, however, is I think the hosts of the catered affair should have put you up in an establishment. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to get into argument with you, but I'm just saying.
Well, you know, they paid for all the food and all that.
Well,
but the thing about it is this hotel is dog friendly. Amanda's parents already boarded their dog at the vet.
Were they pissed?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they were. I mean, they seem to be okay with leaving the dog there. I guess they feel it's safe. They feel it's safer putting the dog at the vet. You know?
Yeah, that's not safe.
What? Why is it not safe?
I have a relative who's a veterinarian, and he's told me stories where they've accidentally put the wrong dog to sleep. And I will never have that.
You know this person?
Yes.
And he accidentally put the wrong dog
to sleep. It wasn't him, but he knows of situations in the very place he worked at that they accidentally put the wrong dog to sleep, and they would call the owners up and just say that the dog passed away on its own. But in fact, it was actually murdered.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They have the means to conceal it, too. They'll just burn them up right away in the ovens they have there.
My dogs, Sophie and Marvin, are approaching, I think, 11 or 12 years old. They're getting up there in age.
You got to make plans now.
I that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm glad you brought that up because I am shopping for doggy coffins online.
What?
And let me tell you why I'm doing that.
Wait. You're shopping for doggy coffins?
Dog coffins, yes.
Dog coffins.
Legitimately dog coffins. I want to bury them in my backyard, and I'm not going to, you know, like when you were a kid and your family would bury the dog, you know, they'd put it, they'd wrap it in what, newspaper and then throw it in the dirt. But that's no good because it's going to be eaten alive by the maggots and the worms and everything.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. The dog's fucking dead, Frank. What are you trying to? You want to have it as a fucking time capsule you can dig up later and pet?
No, it's just that I don't want to treat. I don't want to throw the dog in the dirt and have him be, you know, consumed by one-celled organisms. You know
so
what I'm saying?
So you need a dog coffin to put the dog in there, bury right. him so it doesn't decay.
Right.
But
right.
now the dog coffin's going to decay.
No, it won't. How will it decay?
Everything decays.
They're preserved.
Now you're going to get the dog embalmed?
Isn't that the routine?
No, the dog dies. Either you do the right thing and get it cremated, or in your case, you put it in a fucking glad bag and hang it on
no,
the back
see,
of the garbage.
That's just it. I had a terrible
experience. See, that's the thing. That's the thing. You're looking for a dog coffin because you're traumatized. You don't need to see two little swinging bags on the back of a waste management truck with a fucking robotic arm. That's what is that what it is?
Of course. My dog Coco, his life was relegated to a Glad handbag, a Glad hefty bag, or whatever the fuck it was.
That
they just took him in a
image.
Fucking bag and threw him on the hook of a fucking truck.
Frank, there are three images from stories you've told that I can picture and I will always laugh at. One, your grandfather on a picture of your grandfather wearing a suit on the fucking beach for some reason kills me. Two, your grandmother having hooves and you photographing them and now farting in her face. And three, that fucking dog with a half windmill turn being launched into the fucking garbage truck. Yeah. Like it's trash. Just fucking terrible goddamn garbage, banana peels and fucking coffee grinds. And then your dog. Those three images fucking
I'm not gonna let that happen. I'm not going to let that happen. So I'm going to think ahead, and I'm going to get real genuine dog coffins.
But
and,
now,
and,
what are you going to do with them? Are you just going to make the holes yourself? Are you going to show them off? I mean, you're making a purchase. They're not going to be cheap. Are you going to have a dog wake?
I don't know if I'm going to have a dog wake. I just want to.
Are you going to take the coffins, put them up on a chair or something like that, and give them a good send-off and then put them in the ground? Or are you going to do what you did to that bird you killed? You're going to do what you did to that fucking bird you killed, just flush it down the goddamn toilet.
Listen.
What'd you do to that bird, Frank? Where'd you put the bird?
It just threw it in the garbage.
And you didn't give a shit it. About the bird, but now the dog's getting
the
fucking
coffee.
The bird
showed me no affection.
But if it did, different story. You did that to spite the bird. You felt
they're,
no
they,
love
they
from
make
the
a
bird,
mess.
So
they make
the
a
bird,
mess.
So you threw him in the,
biggest,
in the garbage.
Biggest, worst... thing my wife ever did was buy birds. They're just god awful. They're just disgusting.
Were they decidedly her pets?
Yes.
Oh. So she was upset when they died? When the one died?
I mean, she wasn't crying, you know. She just was more freaked out because it died.
And you know what
inside,
she did?
Inside the food container, the food tray.
A pet she loved died. She threw it out. Now you have two dogs that you love. Love so much to shove their face in things and do terrible things to them. Now you want to get dog coffins, have a goddamn sobbing fucking...
Let me tell you something. What? I treat these dogs... These dogs have the life of Riley.
Oh,
okay,
God,
so if they're
going to
take a little bit of my of torture abuse, then that's the shit they got to deal with.
You know who would get a dog coffin, Frank?
What?
Cesar Milan, the dog whisperer. He would have a dog coffin. And he needs one because his dog just died. Did you ever watch the Dog Whisperer show, Frank?
I am not familiar with this.
Cesar Milan rescued a pit bull, and he named it Daddy. Daddy died. The dog Daddy died, and now Cesar Milan is very shook up, 16 years old. He is so shook up, Frank, that he is now tweeting, telling people to buy his dog CDs and to stay calm and assertive.
Is this guy a dog trainer?
I'm pretty sure... Yeah, you don't know who the fucking dog whisperer is?
Never heard of him.
What?
I heard of a horse whisperer, but not a dog whisperer.
The dog whisperer, Cesar Milan. Jesus. He said, he lost his dog that he's had for 16 years, Frank, today. And he's posted on his Twitter, animals sense vibrations of energy, but their smell is their strongest sense. In dogs, both these senses are deeply connected. This Sunday is the last chance to buy a Mastering Leadership DVD. Click here. He doesn't give a fuck about his goddamn dog, Frank. It's all a fucking front. Nobody gives a shit. You're not going to get these fucking coffins.
You're trying to posture. When it comes down to these dogs, you'll find them somewhere on the fucking wood floor downstairs. You'll find them there or in the kitchen, just fucking sprawled out. And you'll take them, you'll put them in a Stop and Shop bag, you'll dig a hole and put the fucking grass over the top. And that's it. And you better hope it doesn't happen in the fucking winter, because you'll need a goddamn pickaxe, or you'll have to leave them outside under a shrub until things soften up. So, I mean, that's how it's going to go, Frank. My cat that we've had forever died, and we left it outside until the ground was fucking soft. And then we buried the fucking thing. And that was it. Put her under the deck. Wait till the ground's soft, dig a hole. Done. Thanks for being a pet. Thanks for doing everything. Thanks for getting my face shoved in fucking mashed potatoes. Thanks for shitting all over the rug. Thanks for running up medical bills. What?
There's that look. I gotta accept your answer. But I'm telling you now, if I hear anything, I swear on our mother, I'm gonna kill somebody. I'm gonna kill somebody, Joey.
Well, go ahead and kill everybody. You're a tough guy. Go kill people. Kill Vicky and Salvi and Tommy Como. Kill me while you're at it. What do I care? You're killing yourself the way you eat, you fat fuck. Look at you.
What? What do you mean? I don't understand. What do you mean kill you? You?
Me. Kill me. Start here. Kill me first. Do me a fucking favor because you're driving me crazy. You're a killer. You're a big shot. Just kill. You're a killer.
Excuse me. What do you mean by you, though?
So what does that mean? Don't mean nothing.
You don't know what you meant by you.
Don't mean nothing.
Joey, that meant something. You mentioned Tommy. You mentioned Salvi. You mentioned you. You included you with them. You could have said anybody, but you said you and them.
You're going to let this girl ruin your life. Look at you. She really did some job on you. You know how fucking nuts you are? Look what she did to you.
You fucked my wife?
What?
You fucked my wife.
How could you ask me a question like that? How could you ask me? I'm your brother. You ask me that? Why do you get balls big enough to ask me that?
Just tell me.
I'm not answering you. I'm not going to answer that. It's stupid.
You're very smart, Joey. You give me all these answers, but you ain't give me the right answer. I'm going to ask you again. Did you or did you not?
I'm not going to answer. It's a sick question. You're a sick fuck, and I'm not that sick that I'm going to answer it. I'm not telling you anything. I'm going to leave. If Lenore calls, tell her I went home. I'm not staying in this nut house with you. You're a sick bastard. I feel sorry for you. I really do. You know what you should do? Try a little more fucking, a little less eating. You won't have troubles upstairs in your bedroom. And you won't pick it out on me and everybody else. You understand, you fucking wacko? You're cracking up. Fucking screwball jerk-off cock.
End scene.
End scene. Thank you, Frank. The movie? The name of the movie?
1980, A Raging Bull, starring Academy Award winner Robert De Niro.
Thank you. And? And?
Joe Pesci.
Yes, thank you. Yes, that's right. Eight heads in a duffel bag zone.
Right.
Joe Pesci.
Robert De Niro was 27 years old when he... he was 37 years old when he made that film. 37.
Wow.
He won an Academy Award for that role.
What awards have you won?
I sit in four fucking rooms. Four fucking... I mean, think about it. This guy was 37 years old. He won an Academy Award. He was fucking... when you see shit like that, you see yourself, I've accomplished nothing in my life.
Yeah. And don't forget about Gone Fishin's own Joe Pesci. What he has done with his career. Amazing.
Why are you shitting on him?
What are you talking about? These are fine films he's been in.
You never saw Easy Money with Rodney Dangerfield?
Lethal Weapon 3's own Joe Pesci.
Get
whatever you need.
Let me tell you this.
Leo gets.
I do an impression. I'm getting too old for this, Riggs.
That's my impression. That's my impression of Danny Glover. You cocksucker. Don't steal my impressions. I do an impression from Seinfeld. You done good, no man. How do you like that, you fuck? Jesus. God damn it. Oh, so one thing that I got out of this this trip, and this is very odd, because I didn't know that Amanda's dad was aware of this show, but he said to me, do you still mess around with the radio thing?
Oh.
And I say, yeah, I still do. He's like, I got something you might want to play on your show.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking, okay, is it music? He goes, that's debatable. So I'm thinking, all right, does he can't possibly listen There's no way he gets what I'm doing. So, I mean, I accept this CD and this offer of something to play, and he plays it on the car at home. It was some of the craziest shit, Frank, that I've ever heard in my life. And I'd like to play a track from it. It's just 7 tracks. And we're going to listen to a portion of 2 of these tracks, if that's okay with you.
Go for it.
Okay, here we go. It's called, hold on, I have the CD right here with a sock on it. Nice. It's called, you know what? I'm just going to play it, and then I'll tell you what it is.
In the name of Almighty God, in the name of the Christ, we call you, beloved Mighty Hercules, for the full power and release of your flame of Mighty God power to descend into the planetary body and to completely destroy, confound, confute, roll back, consume, and take dominion and command over the energies that have been portrayed in these video clips, which we have seen, and through all the individuals responsible for them, the fallen angels directly out of the bottom.
Now, let me just stop here for a second. This is not Scott Farrell. This is, in fact, someone from an American doomsday cult. It was recorded in 1984, and this track is an invocation for the destruction of rock music. This is a group that wants to end rock music because it sees that it is wreaking havoc on America. It sees it as a something that reveres Satan. You know, you've heard these claims before. You know, when you think rock and roll and devil worshiping, what are some of the names that you think of, Frank?
You probably think of somebody like Black Sabbath or maybe even Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy, like we've heard the you play AC/DC backwards, Judas Priest, stuff like that, you know?
Of course.
Well, like they have a different idea, a little bit of a different idea.
But by the way, rock and roll is my religion, but Judas is my priest.
Very good.
Anyway, go ahead.
And these are some of the names that they want damned to hell. For their devilish ways.
Pit, the demons of death and hell out of the bottomless pit.
And by the way, this is recorded in 1984, and this is as real. This isn't fake. This is real. He did a lot of digging to find this fucking, this audio.
Their portrayal of those fallen angels embodied, and those fallen angels who have infested the life streams of these individuals, overshadowing them, all matrices and images of witchcraft, black magic, torture, the rebellion of the fallen angels, all mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell, and the murder and the murderous intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing.
And I'm waiting. I'm hearing all these terrible, terrible things they hate. Breakdancing and other forms of dancing. Just terrible things. And here they go, Frank. This is everything they want banned and removed from the world.
And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God. Michael Jackson, Prince, Bruce Springsteen, Tina Turner, David Bowie, Van Halen, Madonna, Huey Lewis and the News, The Cars, Herbie Hancock, Bonnie Tyler, Stevie Nicks, Men at Work, ZZ Top, Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, Weird Al Yankovic, Cindy Lauper, Pink Floyd, The Pretenders, Billy Joel, Billy Idol, Elton John, Neil Young, Sheena Easton, Patti Smith and Scandal, Fashion, Big Country, Morris Day and the Time, John Lennon, Apollonia 6, REO Speedwagon, David Gilmour, The Rolling Stones, Pat Benatar, Hall & Oates, Wham, Rebby Jackson, Adam Ant, Bananarama, Christine McVie, Queen, Jack Cougar Mellencamp, U2, Sirens, Fleetwood Mac, The Alan Parsons Project, Rick Springfield, The Thompson Twins, Missing Persons, Duran Duran, Police, Eurythmics, Culture Club, including Boy George, Band-Aid, Relax, Stevie Wonder, Kenny Rogers, Jay Iglesias and Diana Ross, Donna Summer, Dean Martin, Kiss, Scorpions, Def Leppard, and especially for the judgment of all movies, including Beat Street, MTV, Street Beat, Miami Vice, Kid Video, Scooby-Dooby-Doo, Spinal Tap, Michael Cimbello, Flashdance, 2010, and Andy Summers, Kenny Loggins, Phil Collins, Fire Incorporated, Olivia Newton-John, and the movie Ghostbusters and all other individual groups or individual artists who vibrate in consonance with them and with the vibration of the fallen angels and the demons of death and hell from out the bottomless pit. We call forth thy flame now into the plains of Mater and for the full action of the will of God for the confounding and confuting of these images and this release of the plague of death and hell upon the planetary body. We accept it done now with full power according to God's holy will through this our decree.
So they're gonna I guess pray now that these people are damned to hell. I'm sorry, I fucked this up.
According to God's holy will through this our decree. Together? Oh, who can do the man I am a child of God, come to my being, my mind, and the mind. Life of the land, you move about God, because you do the man and I mean, I do the land of the mind. Purifying God, my being, but I can only come in the power of the man and the soul. I am going to do good, giving good to the all the benefit of the sun with the glory and the one. Oh, who can do the man and the man, and the body of the way, not the man, see the man and the soul.
Holy shit, and by the way, Frank, this track goes on for 30 minutes, and it doesn't change. It does not change.
You know, I always knew John Oates worshipped Satan. I always knew it.
Yeah, and you know what, Frank? They always say the devil has the best music, you know? Yeah. The devil that is Huey Lewis and the News. Bow to the Dark Prince! That's the power of Satan! Oh my god. And John Oates, too. Wow. Dean, what the fuck did Dean Martin do?
Poor guy.
Yeah, I mean, the guy loses a son, all his friends in the Rat Pack, and he's got these people. I'm gonna be the man, you the man, shake it up!
Shake it up!
45 minutes of that. He put this in on the way back. We drove with them. I met his parents. He slips this thing in. And I heard all the artists' names. And and Frank, this is 100% legit. This is audio produced by the American Doomsday Cult, which is a cult trying to foretell the nuclear holocaust, the Armageddon, and they purchased like 24,000 acres north of Yellowstone National Park. They dug it into a huge pit and built tons of bomb shelters, and they prayed, and there were thousands of them standing in this chapel, I guess they built, just over and over and over again. How in the fuck do you amass thousands of people that hear that and say, that's it? This is everything. This is the key to everything. This person is not an auctioneer trying to sell a fucking pig to a farmer. This is the prophet. The prophet Elizabeth Clare, who she died actually last October, Frank. Elizabeth Clare, who reviled Bon Jovi and Springsteen as being devil inspired accused them of using fallen angels to spread their word of misery, is what she said. She was from Red Bank, New Jersey. 316768.
New Jersey's own.
That's right, New Jersey's own Elizabeth Clare, who died. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Hi, this Devil's Radio.
Yes, it is.
Can you play the devil's music, please? I'd like to request Amish Paradise by Weird Al Yankovic. Thank you.
Oh, Amish Paradise by Weird Al Yankovic. My goodness. Well, you know what? I'll do you one better, buddy. You wanna talk about devil's music? How about we dare to be stupid? This is inspiring the people to be foolish and stupid. Weird Al Yankovic, the devil. Have you ever heard a Weird Al Yankovic song, Frank, and feel the urge to kill rising?
Only with I Lost on Jeopardy.
Yeah. I mean, that gets me upset. It really does. And also, when I hear It's All About the Pentiums, and I knew his career was just taking a terrible fucking turn, I felt like he should be put down. But, you know, Weird Al gave us such enjoyment. Frank, some more of the devil music. Fucking, I just don't see it. Michael Jackson, the devil. He gave us PYT for Christ's sakes. Yeah. Oh, and you know what? I'm sorry. They gave a specific example of Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson. And I agree with them for
because
this
because they did that duo.
Yes.
Duo.
Yes. The girl is mine.
Say, say, say. No, they also did say, say, say.
Yeah. Well, this is the one I agree with the cult. This is the work of the devil. The fact that I can order a bagel and hear this song means that we're all cursed. I don't know. As a member of a cult who's predicting a nuclear holocaust, Frank, do you think they're secretly hoping it happens deep down?
Well, it'll give credibility to their cause.
Yeah, I think they're praying that something bad happens, so I guess more people come to them. But so if they're praying for it, are they a failure? Have they failed if it doesn't happen?
I guess it's just less believable. So I guess so.
I really don't know. I mean, they prayed for the destruction of rock and roll and the Soviet Union, two very, very popular victims.
Yeah, and in the words of Dee Snider, you can't stop rock and roll.
You can't. And you know what, Frank? Is Elizabeth Clare, the prophet of this cult, still alive?
No, she's not.
Is rock and roll still alive?
Yes, it is. Well, there you go.
I think we know who won that battle. I think we know who won that battle. Oh, my God, is that fucking terrible. Dean Martin? Fuck. Billy Joel? They even said Billy Joel.
Well, he did have a lot of songs about masturbation, which is considered a no-no.
Captain Jack, yeah, that is a very, very terrible song. And Bruce Springsteen, he was on fire, you know. I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
I'm the devil. Bruce Springsteen commands you. Stop playing skee-ball.
Like, I don't know. People really need to just fucking reassess what they're following sometimes.
Well, yeah.
I mean, when you hear people claiming to speak in tongues, do you believe any part of it, Frank? Do you think that's something that people can slip into? Or is it 100% of a scam?
I think it's true because the people doing it are not your most intelligent of people. Yeah. They're usually like, you know, lower class rednecks.
Dog owners.
Yes. Or sort of like
someone who
like,
have a
like
pissy.
Our friend Wes.
Yeah.
So I would assume that it's legitimate.
You know what? If any of our callers were to slip into tongues, it would definitely be Wes. I had a friend in childhood that moved all over the country, and occasionally I get a call from him, and he said that he was a pastor now, and I thought that was okay, and then he revealed it was the Pentecostal church, you know, the people that, like, they had that church in Borat. Did you ever see, you saw Borat, right?
Yes, yeah. The strychnine people.
Yeah, they hold snakes and shit, and they weave and bob and do all that, and this was the one where they were speaking in tongues, and as a joke, you know, I hear Pentecostal, and I say, oh, yeah, what do you speak in tongues? I've never been touched to do so, but I've been around those who have. And I said, are you kidding? Like, I mean, I played fucking Rad Racer and MLB Baseball on Nintendo with this person. We've shared jokes. This guy was dead serious about believing in tongues, speaking in tongues. Hey! What? I don't know. How do you lose that? How do you slip into that? I guess it's the great unanswered mystery of why would you jerk off on chat roulette? And why would you believe speaking in tongues? Frank, there's a different mission at hand, and it's not the destruction of rock and roll. You do understand that the mission we're speaking about ends in June on your 40th birthday. State the mission as it is, Frank.
We like to call the mission 20 by 40.
20 by 40. Used to be 40 by 40, but Frank got a little too lazy. Lost his
ambition.
That's
I got a little too rambunctious. I want to have so it's 20 by 40 where I will try to lose 20 pounds by the age of 40, which happens in June.
And your BMI is what, Frank?
It's morbidly obese.
Okay. Yeah, on the Wii, though.
Yes.
Have you tried doing it anywhere
yes,
else?
Yes, I have.
What?
I have. And another website, I don't want to reveal the source, sure. But it says that I'm just obese.
So you found something, you redid the calculations.
Yes.
And you're actually just obese.
Yes. So I feel good about that. I feel good about myself.
Did you try any other parameters, though? Did you put any, like, did you take your height and put, like, I don't know, heavier weight in to see if it would go up?
Yes. I also, I put my height 5'6", and I put my last weight, and it said I was obese.
Just obese.
But then I put 5'6", and put 1,000 pounds, and it also said obese.
So they just got rid of the morbidly.
Yes. They part. Just, everything is obese after a certain amount.
I guess wherever this was, they just haven't heard of the word morbidly. They're not as vicious as the makers of the Wii, who want to let you know that you're at death's door if you hit morbidly obese. So
tonight, I will be weighing myself tonight.
Okay.
Scout's honor, as I don't lie.
You have a digital camera. Will you photograph the scale?
Does it have to come to that?
Will you photograph the scale and post it on Twitter?
I will. My phone is upstairs. I will have to. I'll do it after the show. I'll put it on Twitter.
Okay.
All right.
Now, week one, you were 216 pounds. The second weigh-in, 220.
Mm-hmm.
The third weigh-in, you ballooned to 221. And the last weigh-in, 2 weeks ago, might I add, 220 pounds. You lost 1 pound. Overall, 4 pounds from your starting point above. You've gained 4 pounds while trying to lose 20. We gave you off last week for Fat Tuesday, so that you may party and gallivant in preparation for Lent and the Lenten promise. And now, Frank, I implore you, get the scale!
Okay, hold on.
Thank you. Okay, now we're going to wait for the scale. Frank should have probably just had the scale.
Okay, I got the scale.
Okay, good.
I was smart and I brought it with me downstairs rather than going up.
You don't have to toot your own fucking horn. Okay.
Thank you. All right. I'm naked here, standing.
Okay, Frank, you're naked now? You stripped down naked?
Yes.
How long have you been naked? It didn't take you long to get undressed. Were you sitting there since the break, just fucking naked?
No, I knew you were going to be getting to the bit, so.
So you were stripping.
It was the end of the show, and I knew it, so.
You were stripping while we were talking about the devil's music.
I am.
Wait a minute. Go!
216.
Frank, you're back to your original weight! Frank lost 4 pounds in 2 weeks. Something that people do in 3 days. But he lost it in 2 weeks. 4 pounds. Frank, what have you been doing to lose this weight?
I've been walking.
Wow.
And I've been trying to consume less food.
Amazing. So 5 weigh-ins, and you're back where you started finally.
Right. So this.
So basically, you've cut down on some of the shit. You haven't had fast food this week or anything like that. So you cut down on that, I guess. What? What happened?
I had hot dogs yesterday.
Hot dogs? Why'd you go get hot dogs?
Oh, that was my dinner.
You made hot dogs for dinner?
No, my wife made hot dogs for me.
What is this, the fucking 4th of July? Why are you eating hot dogs in February?
Well, because it's that's the day she works late and she doesn't really have time. So.
Oh, but you got a good dinner tonight, though.
I just had hamburgers tonight.
2 nights in a row. Holy shit. Hamburgers and hot dogs. You know what, Frank? This is revenge. This is her getting back to you. She said on a previous call-in in a show.
That's true.
I want somebody to look this up, DJNewStyleShow.com. She called in and said, you know, a lot of other wives, they give hot dogs and hamburgers. I'm here making a meal. And he doesn't care. He complains.
That's right.
And guess what? Now what do you have, Frank?
Hot dog and
hamburgers. Hot dogs and fucking hamburgers. And it's going to be shit on a shingle.
No fixins with the burgers either.
What do you mean no fixins?
There was no fixins. No fresh lettuce or tomatoes. All it was
lettuce and what?
The tomatoes and lettuce. Oh. All it was the bun, the patty, and the cheese. That's all it was. There was no fixins. No crunchy pickles. No fresh vegetables or anything.
Fresh vegetables. So you didn't have any fast food, though? You didn't go to any...
No fast food.
No drive-thrus, nothing?
No.
Okay, good. Good. So you said no to the McDonald's and White Castle and Wendy's and all that.
Well, I mean, last week I had a White Castle.
Oh.
But not this week.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Well, I mean,
and I only had four burgers at White Castle, which really isn't a lot.
That's true. That's one serving, I would say. But it's not exactly good. Especially when you're trying to lose weight.
I understand that. But you know, what can you do?
You know. I don't know. I like looking at fat people every now and then. It just entertains me. You ever see like a really fat kid? You ever look at a fat kid? It's kind of interesting. It's mesmerizing to look at a fat child sometimes.
Well, because it's like they're almost an adult.
Yeah. They look like they look like a stuffed animal version of an adult. They have like little tire arms and shit. They look like the Michelin Man. Their fucking arms. I don't know. And you ever see a fat kid cry too? It's really good.
Yeah. For some reason, you don't really feel sorry for a kid that's crying.
No, fat kid, never.
Yeah.
You know, a little kid likes playing games, running around, not sedentary, not hideous or interesting to look at. Feel bad. Fat kid, never feel bad. Because it's always something like they were told they can't do something. Even if they broke their arm, they cry as hard if you tell them they can't have another fucking freeze pop. Something like that. I love watching fat kids cry. You know what? That's going to be my new YouTube video sensation, obsession. Watching fat kids cry. I will sit there and cry watching a video on YouTube because I'll be laughing and enjoying myself. It will not be Christian the Lion. Or, oh my God, Frank, I got to say, our buddy Van, that lonesome song, Mike Tyson's whatever. Did you see the fucking video?
I saw it, and it was probably the second most disturbing thing I've ever seen ever.
It's these people in I don't know, some foreign land. I guess they're diving from a dock that has a sidewalk below into water. And the first guy makes it. He's swimming around. People are like, oh, they're cheering him on. The other guy kind of is hesitant, right? And he kind of approaches the edge. And as he jumps, his like slipper or something he fucks up. And he completely smashes his face on the edge of the sidewalk. And they pan over to the water, and he's floating like lifelessly with just blood gushing out of his fucking head. And the end of it, probably the worst, because he's still alive. Like, if you're going to do something like that and die, like, it's not as bad seeing the death of it as seeing the fact that he's living and what he has to live with. How could you describe his face at the end, Frank?
It was just like somebody took a shovel.
Yeah.
And just, you know.
The side of the blade.
Right. And just, you know, sliced a piece of his head out. It was almost unreal.
And the doctors were like fucking playing with his skull. That's the weird fucking thing. Like, but, you know, and you know what? You'll cry at Christian the Lion, but you won't feel a bit of fucking sympathy for this guy. It's just a horror show. You don't feel bad for the guy. I mean, maybe you do. But your emotions were drawn out from Christian the Lion and not this poor fuck with the bashed in head. I've seen a lot of video on the internet.
Is this the worst you've ever seen? What is the most vile video?
I mean, before this, it was a video of a Russian soldier with a boot on his face and someone slicing his neck and you heard the, and it was like 30 seconds. It could have been fake, I don't know, but it was like really disturbing to me. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. Absolute worst thing I've ever fucking seen. I'm going to post it on Twitter.
Because you were actually, while you were watching, you had your we could hear you watching it, and you kept saying that this is awful. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. You were really taken by this.
I was completely appalled by this. I posted it on Twitter. I'm going to also post it in the Heroes Talk, I'm sorry, the DJ New Style Show Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/DJ New Style Show. It's just the worst video. The worst video I've ever seen. And that's exactly what I'm writing on there. I mean, it's to me, it's not even like a gross video.
It would have been, like you said, it would have been easier to digest if the guy died. But because the guy is writhing with a hole in his head just completely cut in half almost.
Yeah.
It's ugh.
You ever see like a football that's been driven over by a car and it just right. pops along the seam, that vertical sure. seam? That's sure. what his head looked like. It was just all torny, all torn up, completely right down the middle of his face, split open, where the doctors were physically trying to hold the face together, and it kind of looked like a face again. It kind of did. When you looked at it first and you just saw this guy is fucked up. He had a big hole in his head. But the doctors are pushing the shit together. They might be able to make him look okay. But there's no way he's going to... Like, he was twitching and shit. Oh, just fucking terrible. Well, that's a good way to end the show, right?
Very uplifting.
On an up note, right?
I like the up note ending.
It's a good way to do it, I think. Well, Frank, I want to thank you for being a part of episode 245 of the DJ New Style Show. Everybody out there, go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends everywhere you can. Every site, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, whatever you have, throw us a fucking bone. Best in Show, 8 to 11, HeroesTalk.com, Thursday nights, Culture Enema, Friday nights with John and Jeff. Frank, do you have anything you want to say? At all?
You're talking to a fucking sign, but this is us. Yeah, no. Shut up. Ken, is there anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, I believe there is, Frank. I believe there is. You're an asshole. It's a fucking snooze, because that's what I goddamn do. Went to Home Depot, seen a lot of bitches. That's just the Holy Spirit. Fuckface, I want pepper jack cheese. The bread of the Jew, the bread of the Jew. Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Hasha, give it to me, baby, give it to me.
Go suck banana, fuck you.